We all know about the events surrounding one R. Kelly. And I'm not here to talk about that. I've talked about that enough. But we do know that R. Kelly has been put in jail on charges of dealing with women under the age of 18 at the time of the occurrence. So now we want to deal with the other side of the story. For many black men that come into a situation that might not be equal, but sometimes similar. That is this. One, some group of young women, although it is still the man's fault, purposely, knowingly, put themselves into adult areas, nightclubs, after parties, with fake IDs, look older, just to attempt to get a man that's older. And they do so by lying about their age. I was on a live stream the other day with Alan Roger Curry. And we were talking about this R. Kelly thing. Simple to Peaky came on. And he said that, you know what, in this day and time, a lot of women just feel comfortable telling a guy that she's 13 or 14. And the dude could be 40, he still go for it. I wouldn't doubt that. Wouldn't doubt that. But see, if that is the case all the time, which we know in life, many things fluctuate. Why do women, why does Keisha, why does Brenda, why do they lie about their age? The reason why they lie about their age is because they can't tell everybody that they're 16 and everybody's going for it. See, you know, a lot of people don't like to give black men credit for a lot of things in the United States. CDC say we're the best fathers. We have the best condom usage rate. All of these things, but yet and still, a lot of times people feel like black men will do damn near anything to destroy their struggles. Destroy their character. Black men understand that they have a lot to lose. When a woman is bold enough to tell you that she's 16 and she may look 26, most black men are going to know about, if I fuck her, I'm going to get caught. If I mess with her, I'm going to get caught. Or there's a chance I'm going to get caught. Usually such things don't happen. I'm going to tell you why. In many cases, and it kind of goes unnoticed. And the reason why it is because the daddy's not there. Most of these young girls, 16, 17, live with their mama. All right. And if the daughter is messing with a dude that's 27, 28, and she likes the guy, the charges are never going to get pressed. Most of the time, the young lady been lied about her age, and the mama don't even know about it. So the mama can't know about it. Shout out to George. He said, one thing I knew about girls in school, they will go to school. Parents thought they had on one thing. They will have a change of clothes out, you know, shopping at night or something like that. Wearing, you know, something more revealing. Get to school and change clothes and go out and do something else. See, these are things that even the parents don't know about these women. But one of the things that they would never suspect is that they're lying to guys dealing with girls who are dealing with guys who are much older. Now, the reason why they do this, again, I'm going to go back to it, is some guys will tell them no. Or should I say, the guys that they want are going to tell them no. The guys that they want, usually, okay, guys who are fairly attractive, guys who got money, guys who are doing this and that. In today's climate, dealing with a 16 or 17-year-old, it ain't worth it. Dealing with a 15-year-old, it ain't worth it. A lot of these young women know that. So they'll say, I'm 19, I'm 20. Now, most Negroes are not going to do something like look at your ID. And some of them got a plan for that because they have fake IDs. You got a fake ID and it come to find out, motherfucker only 16 years old. And then when some guys think, well, shit, well, damn, man. You 16, I can't believe you lied to me. And every brother has been lied to by a woman intentionally before. It's happened to every, listen, women do this, okay? Young women, old women, we understand. They will tell you something that they know that is not true. You know, I had a woman do that to me. Told me that she was single. Come to find out she was separate. I just didn't want you to stop talking to me. That's the excuse, you know? I didn't want you to leave me, so I lied. I really liked you. And if I told you the truth, you just wouldn't deal with me anymore. This is what women will do. But see, at the end of the day, it's your fault. Society looks at it like that. I've seen cases, read news reports, things like that. Well, a woman will tell the judge, Judge, I lied to him. I told him that I was such and such age. I misled him. I had a fake ID. I did it. The parents will even come to the guy's defense. I've seen it. I've read it. No, you're a sex offender for the rest of your life. This has happened. And most notably, what you brothers don't understand is where it's happening the most is on internet dating sites. See, this is the reason why a lot of you brothers got to take this shit more serious. Because it's kind of easier to find out if a woman is maybe underage. Because if you look at people, one person may not look underage. This is true with boys also, okay? Boys and play basketball. There might be one dominant boy out there. He may look like a man. Okay? But you want to know how you can tell what age group he's playing against? Look at the other people around him. I'm seeing this dude. If you look at Zion Williamson, when he was in high school. Listen, he's 6'7", grown beard, damn near like he about 32 years old. The rest of the boys look 16. They look 17. Look 15. There's no doubt about it that he must be the same age. And the same thing about a lot of young women. If she looks grown, mature, and she's in the 10th grade, more than likely her friends are going to look their age, even if she don't. And it will be easy to detect that by looking at the social media, looking at the Instagram, looking at the Facebook. But see, here's what happened. When you own Tinder, and this may have happened to you before, women will give you their phone number. But a lot of times, they ain't gonna give you an Instagram. My Facebook. Oh, you asked for Facebook? I ain't got a Facebook. Well, motherfucker, how don't you have a Facebook? You own Tinder. I ain't got a Facebook. I don't have Instagram. Why do they say this? Well, it's a few reasons. Number one, they got a boyfriend on there they don't want you to goddamn see. They got family on there they don't want you to see. Or maybe they lying about their age. They are older than what they say they are, or they are younger than what they say they are. And this is a way, the new way that a lot of black men are getting caught up on this goddamn internet, on these dating sites, which is why I'm using the lotion again. You know what I'm talking about. So, if Keisha can lie about her age, and if she's 16 or 17, but if she goes out and commits a crime, she can be charged as an adult. Obviously, she knows what she's doing. And I'm talking about only this unique batch of situations. We know that there are brothers out there that know that a woman is 14 or 15 and they will fuck. We know that. I'm not here to dispute that. And R. Kelly, I believe he knew for a great many of those women that he was dealing with that they were underage. He knew that. I believe it. I know for damn sure he knew it with Aaliyah. But at the same time, a lot of these women go over the top to lie about their age simply because they know that a lot of black men are going to say, baby, I'll talk to you when you get 18. Maybe I'll talk to you when you get out of high school. Maybe I'll talk to you getting to college. I had a friend that this happened to. Listen to this before I leave. Guy from my high school in my city was a teacher at a high school. Had a very bright, promising future. Not only was this nigga screwing the young teenage girls, he having the little girls buy him stuff. Ruined his whole life. They didn't told on him. Because, I mean, here's the thing. What's going to happen? These girls are going, especially if they're young, they're not going to keep that to themselves. They're going to tell somebody. This is why men got to be very careful. Leave young women alone. Because they're going to tell. They're going to tell it. This is why in Poland, you won't see me talking to nobody. I'm the nigga that stole Christmas everywhere I go. I don't know. No. I'm by myself. I'm head down. I'm not playing around. These young women, if you fuck them or do anything with them, they're going to tell somebody. And then that person's going to tell somebody. And as soon as you know it, somebody's going to tell the police. Because you know what they're going to do? Don't tell nobody else. And when they say that, everybody gonna know. So anyway, I wanted to throw that out there. Why does Keisha lie about her age? And shout out to everybody here on the channel. Hope you appreciate the content here. Hit the bell, subscribe to the channel. And as you know, the buffoonery remains at an all-time high. I'm out.